it's a technical. Right. That's better. And this is Clive Dorrington, and what's your name again?
Well, if you switch your microphone on, it's Steve Rutherford.
And thank you very much to all the people here at SWR for allowing us this opportunity to do an outside broadcast from the Blacktown show. We've thoroughly enjoyed it, and thank you very much indeed for that. And we'll go out with one more track, Steve. And
Well, just before we go, we'll just give the phone number out again, which is 832-1522. You can phone us here at the outside broadcast at the Blacktown show. And letters of support are needed.
Yes.
Very important. You can address them to SWR, Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park 2747.
And just a reminder also too that tonight at the Doonside Technical High School we have a live disco which we're putting on for all the students of the high school with thanks to them for allowing us to use their facilities
during
this.
It's important to mention it's only for the high school
students. It's only for the high school students, yes.
So if you go there you're right, and if you're not, better luck next time.
Yes.
Well, ring them up, arrange something for your school.
Absolutely. Yes, we'll go anywhere. Almost anyway.
Okay, well, we'll be signing off now, and we're going out with the Zombies. Sort of an appropriate group to finish up with.
It is, actually. Stuff. We'll play this for a night and Paul.
Who are around here somewhere.
Well, push the button.
Push that button.
Yeah. Okay, all the best. Catch you later.
Bye.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her, she's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to. Well, no one told me about her, what could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her, she's not there.
And to take you through for a little while for the rest of the afternoon, David will be along in just a moment after these important words from our sponsor.
Swire FM would like to thank the following sponsors. Hearts Phone Hire. You've got to have Hearts. For all two-way and mobile phone hire, located at 161 Sydney Road, Willoughby. All inquiries ask for Paulina Ross on 419-4333. Prospect Electricity, the power of the West, supplying even Swire FM's energy needs. For your energy needs, call 131003. The St Mary's Technical Ministry Company, specialising in technical service for schools and community radio. Call 623 2860. Casablanca Video Productions for weddings, parties, anything. Rob's your man on 047-352573. Silverwater Communications, mobile radio and telephone installations, 688-2111. New South Wales Health, Quit for Life campaign. If you need help to quit smoking for life, contact the Quit for Life campaign on 264-9335. And a special thanks to the staff and students of Doonside Technology High School and Blacktown Council for their generous support in making this test broadcast possible.
You're on SWRFM 100.3 on the FM dial. Coming at you live from Blacktown Show, I'm David. I'll be here through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Shortly I'll be interviewing Garth Jones from the Life Education Centre. And don't forget, tomorrow is Clean Up Australia Day. A bit more Zeppelin. Some filthy rock and roll. You're on SWRFM, broadcasting live from the Blacktown Show, 100.3 FM. Give us a call, 832-1522. Here's some Tim Buckley.
Across the floor. And then I'm on a scene. up my loving you. Well, down I'm on, I'm on a
This one's for Keith of Blacktown.
Yeah.
You're on SWRFM, coming at you at 100.3, live from Blacktown Show. With me is Garth Jones, who is the Acting State Director of the Life Education Centres, based at Colleton, here at Colleton. And just after this song, we'll be interviewing Garth and discussing what the Life Education Centres are all about. Always press the wrong button.
What's that?
What time?
Oh.
All right, that was Ray Charles. You're on SWR FM, coming at you live from Blacktown Show. And with me now is the Acting State Director of the Life Education Centres, Garth Jones. Hi, Garth, how are you?
Good day, David. I'm well, thank you.
That's good. We'd like to start and actually discuss about Life Education Centres. What exactly are Life Education Centres?
David, the Life Education Centres is a health and a drug education program for children, starting at the very youngest age. It's a program that starts with children from their very first year of primary school. And it's a program then that sequentially follows them right through their primary school life for seven consecutive years.
Is that within the school system or separate to the school system?
It becomes a part of the school system. We have two forms of delivering the programs. The programs are either from a large caravan, from what we call a mobile classroom, or as within the Blacktown area, where we have a static centre out at Collerton, and it's a four-classroom static centre where the children physically leave the school on buses and they come to visit with the centre on an annual visit.
Or the mobile classroom goes to them?
Sure, that's okay. Right. And for most of the children around Australia, for this year we'll be seeing in excess of 1 million kids around Australia, they would be using mobiles. We have about half a dozen static centres in each state and territory, one or two in each state and territory, and we find, of course, that the mobiles are far more popular for many, many areas, and particularly for the country, because it means that the children don't have to go on long excursions, that the actual van comes to visit with them, and so the program is then contained within their own environment.
It's also something special with the van coming to town as well, I presume.
It is. It's a special time, Life Education. It's a time that if kids are going to take a day off sick, if they're going to be crook, and they know that their class is going to be going into Life Education, there is no way in the world they will be off. They're there.
That's good.
And it's an exciting program, David, and it started back in 79. It started because a man had a vision. Back in 64, the Reverend Ted Noffs was called as a Uniting Church minister to come down to King's Cross and start working amongst the people at the cross.
Mainly with children or runaway children and drug-affected children?
It became that way. It was a parish that was a little difficult. It was a little bit more unordinary than most parishes around. And, of course, as he saw the need, he started many programs. Ted started some of the first drug rehabilitation programs in the country, the 24-hour counselling, Shepherd of the Streets, opportunity to get young people off the streets and get them back into the environment. But Ted buried almost 200 young people from their direct involvement in drugs.
And that's sad.
It's a very, very sad and waste of life. And he just came to the conclusion that there must be some better way that we can get to young people before they reach this tragic end. And so he got a group of expert young people around him and said, look, I want to have a series of programs that will help to educate young people to be able to make choices on what they choose to do with their bodies, what they choose to do with their life. And
Independent of being forced into situations.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You know, it's all right, Nancy Reagan, those years ago, saying, just say no to drugs.
It's not that easy,
is it? That's fine, as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. We need to say more than, but why should I say no to drugs?
Yes.
Why shouldn't I be involved with these things? This is what Life Education is able to do through that series of programs. And so he got a group of expert young people around, and they started to write and get a concept of where we should be starting and where we should be going. And the concept was we should start children from the very first years of their primary school life. We want to start to change attitudes of young people. The only way you change attitudes is by getting them at a very young age. And so that's why Life Education starts with children when they're 5 years old.
And how long does it go through to? High school? And
it goes through at this time until the end of primary school. So for 12 consecutive years, they visit the centre once every year.
Right.
Now, prior to them visiting the centre, well, one of our teachers, one of our educators, goes to the school and discusses with the principals, with the teachers, just what the need of that school is. We leave them some documentation, and then perhaps a month later, already that school has booked in. And when that school then comes, they're not coming in cold turkey.
Right, they've been fully briefed.
They've been fully briefed. They know
the prepared for them. That's appropriate. Right.
They'll know what particular subject that class or each of their classes will be coming. Mm-hmm. So the whole school comes, but they come as classes. Obviously, all the kindy kids would come and see a kindy program. Ones would come, and so on. We're able to see 30 children in each session that we conduct. And we have three sessions for each class. Out at the centre at Collerton, we have four classes, right. So we can run four classes simultaneously.
So about 150 kids in one go.
Yeah, that's right. And then you take that by three, you've got some idea of the number of children that are going through that centre, and that's the centre that services the Blacktown area. So after these programs were all written and the concept came into being, it was 1979, and that was the first year that Life Education
was
started.
Was that in the Wayside Chapel, was it?
Yes, right. It was. That was down at the chapel at the cross, and there was just one classroom in the whole of the world then.
Things are a bit different now, aren't they?
It's marvellous to say that it is. You know, from that 79 till now, these years later, we now, as I mentioned, seeing in excess of 1 million children just in Australia. The programs
have spread overseas as well.
It has, David. It's gone to United States of America. It's gone to the UK. We have Prince Charles and Lady Di. When they were together, they were they were our patrons. In fact, they still are in the UK, and then it's in Ireland on the Isle of Man. The programs are being conducted extensively in New Zealand, in Thailand, and just last week there was a lady over from South Africa. They're starting the programs in the Orange Free State later this year. And Hong Kong also will be starting them.
And they're all based
year.
On exactly the same model that Ted basically set up, with a few fine-tuning here and there.
It's fine-tuning, and it's really meeting the needs of their own people in their own land. So it's really taking the principle of life education, which is a very positive reinforcing program. There's no negatives in it at all. It's a program that we don't tell kids, look, you mustn't take drugs, you mustn't get involved with these things, you're a whacker, why do you do these things? It's a program of helping to educate young people to make an intelligent choice for themselves. You know, for too long we've been hitting kids with sticks virtually and saying, you know, why do you do this, why do you do that? We want to be able to start to treat them like young adults.
As adults, as soon as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. And being able to give them the information. You know, it's a cynical thing to say that kids need to make their own choice. Cynical to say, unless you're able to give them the information and be able to help to change their attitudes so that they can make that informed decision. And so virtually that's what Life Education has been doing over the last 13 years. And each program builds on the other.
Right, they're all linked blocks, are they?
They are, yes, that's right. They're all linked into each other. And so when a child would have been involved with the first program and they come next year to do the second program, we'll do a little revision and then moving into a new area. So it starts as a health education program, then it moves on into a drug education program. And we believe that's the right sort of balance that it should be, from health to drug, helping them to understand their bodies, how they function, how they work. Mm. And so in our centres, we have modules of the circulatory system, the nervous system, the digestive system. We have a transparent lady that all the different parts of the bodies light up. Mm-hmm. We have our mate Harold, who is our giraffe, and he's the mascot of all kids, and all primary school kids know about Harold.
Right.
They're his real mate. So Harold's good sometimes, bad sometimes, but you know, he's a real fun character, and the kids identify very, very readily with Harold throughout the programs.
We might just take a break and have a song, and we'll be back very shortly with Garth Jones talking more about the Life Education Centres. You're on SWRFM. Give us a call on 832 1522.